Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Jill Kaufman. It's another baby step, but in the race to stop the devastating memory loss that comes with Alzheimer's disease, two new experimental drugs show some promising results.
One drug is from Eli Lilly, the other from Cambridge-based Biogen. Biogen's study of 166 patients found that the drug, which is called aducanumab, can help some slow down some memory loss. Both drugs were announced today at the International Conference of the Alzheimer's Association. In a few minutes, we'll talk to someone who can put these drugs into the broader context of the effort to find a cure for Alzheimer's.
First, here is Jeff Sevigny, Senior Medical Director for Clinical Development at Biogen, and we should note that Biogen is an underwriter of WBUR's. We reached him earlier at the conference in Washington. I asked him what stage of Alzheimer's the drug would be for.
A simple way of thinking of it is early symptomatic Alzheimer's disease. So you have to keep in mind that the disease process itself starts many, many years before symptoms start. So when one says early disease, you have to clarify, do you mean early biological disease or early symptom disease?
While there's still a lot of discussion and research going on about the causes of Alzheimer's, can you describe what the drug goes after? What is the drug doing?
Right. So there are two main causes that are widely believed and accepted for Alzheimer's disease. One is the beta amyloid that aggregates into these amyloid plaques. And the other pathology is another protein called tau that aggregates into something called neurofibrillary tangles.
And the plaques and the tangles that we're talking about in the brain?
They're in the brain. These are plaques and tangles in the brain. This antibody targets the beta amyloid. And it targets several forms of beta amyloid, but specifically the amyloid plaques and some of the proteins that aggregate to form the plaques.
You know, it's kind of fascinating to imagine the targeting, you know, of a medication to a piece of tissue or a neuron. Can you talk a little bit about that magnetism, if that's what it is? How does it know to target?
Well, yeah, so they're antibodies. The antibodies bind to specific proteins. That's the way the antibody works. And antibodies they have different specificities, but in general are highly specific towards a certain peptide or protein, and that's what imbues them with a specificity.
Can you talk about how you measured someone's cognitive decline? Like, what did you see when patients took the drug?
Mm-hmm. There are several ways of measuring one's clinical stage. In this study, we used several measures, including something called the MMSE, which stands for Mini Mental Status Examination. It's a very widely used bedside test, frankly, that people score from 0 to 30, where 30 being a perfect score. And to get into this study, people had to have a score of between 20 or 30. Another measure that was used is something called the CDR, or Clinical Dementia Rating Scale. And this is different from the MMSC in that it's a semi-structured interview with the patient and with the caregiver independently. And the person doing the interview tries to get a sense of how that person is compared to how they were 6 months ago, 1 year ago. So it's less precise. It gives you a much better overall picture of how things have changed for that person. Another key feature of our study, and this is a sort of a new advance in Alzheimer's disease research, is that all the patients in the study were required to have a positive PET amyloid scan. So we were able to confirm that these subjects actually had amyloid plaques in their brain over and above what would be expected, and thereby confirming that they actually had the disease. And in the clinical study, we were measuring the quantitative change in the amount of amyloid plaque in the brain using this PET scanning, and we were able to measure a slowing of clinical decline using these clinical measures, the CDR and MMSE. The results that we observed was there was a dose-dependent effect such that the higher the dose, the better the outcome.
And what happened at the middle stage? I understand that, there was a surprise in there that the lower dose may have been more effective than the middle stage dose. What happened there?
Right. So the way the study was designed, one of the middle doses, 6 mg per kg, was tested after the high dose was tested. For one of the clinical measures, it fell perfectly into place with respect to slowing of clinical decline. That was on the CDR measure. On the MMSE, it came within in the ballpark of where we expected to come, but not perfectly in line as it did with the CDR.
Where does it go from here? I mean, I know we're not talking about the marketplace yet. There's a lot of testing and other trials to go, I imagine. What do you plan for next with this particular set of drugs?
Yeah. So we are very encouraged by these results. And we believe this study has demonstrated the biological activity of the antibody and that this biological activity confers clinical benefit.
At what point could this get to market if it proves to be a successful drug that could slow down the effects of Alzheimer's?
Well, it's hard to predict. We know the study duration is going to be approximately 18 months. What's still largely unknown is how long it's going to take to recruit the studies. We will be enrolling altogether approximately 2,700 subjects. It's in an early Alzheimer's disease population. So we have not a great estimate of the time it's going to take to enroll, but our best estimate is probably completion by 2020.
Jeff Sevigny from Biogen, can you say at this point how much a drug like this could cost once it does get to the marketplace? There's a lot of factors, I realize. But we know that of some of the diseases that researchers are trying to help cure or at least slow down, some of those meds can be extremely expensive for patients, no matter the insurance market or what state you're living in. What do you know yet at this point?
I couldn't comment about what the cost of the drug would be, but all those things that you mentioned are certainly taking consideration.
Jeff Sevigny is the Senior Medical Director for Clinical Development at Biogen, Inc. So Biogen is not the only company trying to come up with the drug. To tell us more about the field of Alzheimer's, we have Dennis Selko, Dr. Dennis Selko. He's co-director of the Ann Ramey Center for Neurologic Disease at Brigham and Women's Hospital. Hello to you, Dr. Selko.
Hello, how are you?
Good, very good, thank you. I'm learning a lot today. We'll talk about Eli Lilly and their drug in a moment, their experimental drug, and with the data that they've also released in D.C. today. But I'd like to hear what you make of the Biogen findings.
I think, as Jeff Sevigny said, they're actually very compelling. And the reason is that they saw, again, a dose-dependent decrease in the amyloid plaque burden in patients' brains after just a year of treatment. And the new dose they announced, 6 milligrams, which they had started later than the earlier doses, it still reduced plaque burden, and the doses are exactly in line. 1 milligram hardly does anything. That's a very handy control, so to speak, because the patient is getting the antibody, but it's not enough to do anything. 3 milligrams begins to do something. 6 milligrams does more, and 10 milligrams does the most. So that was a very encouraging result that was mentioned today. There also was a benefit for one of the two mental status tests or cognitive tests. And again, it was a perfect dose response. This was a test called the CDR. And then finally, there was another test, the MMSE, which I have to say is one that I use in my patients all the time. And it's a very simple, frankly, rather crude test, but one that's easy to administer in just 5 minutes in the office. And that one also showed that the new dose that they announced today, the 6 milligram, helped, but it didn't help as much as the 10 milligram dose or even the 3 milligram dose. So it was a little bit out of sync.
More work to be done understanding that. So,
right.
So Eli Lilly also released the results of its drug trials as well, again at this conference. And some are saying that that was a more successful trial. I imagine you might even sound more hopeful about that for your patients. Can you describe the difference between these drugs? As we heard from Biogen a few minutes ago, there are two routes the drugs must target to be successful in the brain, the plaques and the tangles. What is the difference between what they're both trying to do?
Right. Both the Lilly drug and the Biogen drug are trying to attack the plaque problem. They're not on the tau. There's some work being done on tau, but it's considerably behind the work on amyloid, and many companies are working on amyloid. The difference between the two is that the first drug, Biogen, that you discussed, attacks the plaques themselves. The antibody binds to the plaques and helps clear it out, and also some large soluble clumps of the amyloid protein that are in equilibrium with the plaques. The other drug from Lilly attacks the starting point of the plaques, which is a single unit of this amyloid beta protein. So it attacks the single unit, or singlet we call it, and it clears it out of the brain, thereby secondarily changing the level of larger forms of amyloid-like plaques. So they work somewhat differently. They're different antibodies, but they both target the same general idea, which is if we could lower amyloid, people would get better.
And that's new, attacking the tangle at the stem, at the root, basically? That's a new development?
The tangle itself is not being attacked by either of these antibodies. It is the amyloid plaque. We use plaques and tangles as the two names for the abnormalities in the patient's brain. So both the antibodies attack aspects of the plaque, but one attacks the starting point of the plaque, which is a single amyloid beta molecule that builds into a plaque over time. The Lilly antibody attacks that and clears it from the brain. The Biogen antibody directly binds to the plaques themselves,
right,
and clears them.
Dr. Silko, I just want to differentiate, and just real briefly because we don't have a lot of time.
Yes.
That root of the plaque. Is that what's new also here?
The newest thing from Lilly is that they did something terrific. They allowed some of the patients to only start the drug after other patients had already been on it for a year and a half. And what they showed is if you'd already been on it for a year and a half and you got it for another year, you did particularly well. If you only started after a year and a half, what we call a delayed start, then you didn't do as well, but you still got benefit. This suggests that the antibody is actually slowing down Alzheimer's in the patient. It's disease modifying. So that was a very important thing they showed, and they also showed that the longer you're on the drug, the better you do.
All right. Well, we've been watching the marketplace today and watched shares of Eli Lilly and Biogen fall. That was very interesting. I think that was about some high expectations. In a word, briefly, are you hopeful that there's going to be a cure, or at least more of a progression toward a cure in your time as a doctor?
Absolutely. I think we may only be a year or two away from a drug like Eli Lilly's solanezumab that might be approvable, depending on how their phase 3 goes. So these were unmitigated good results today. I don't know what the market feels, but the fact is that both companies and another company, Roche, had very promising results on all fronts, that if you lower amyloid, you help the patient's cognition.
Dr. Dennis Silko, thank you so much. Dr. Silko is a co-director of the Ann Romney Center for Neurologic Diseases at Brigham and Women's Hospital.
And stay with us. Coming up, a proposal to curb the opiate addiction crisis in Massachusetts by screening students for drug and alcohol use starting as early as the 8th grade. Is it a good idea? I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Jill Kaufman, and this is Radio Boston.